The Great Lakes Bioenergy Research Center is getting the first $25 million of the $125 million it expects from the U.S. Energy Department over the next 5 years. The center is based at Madison, but is part of a consortium that includes Michigan State University, other colleges, government agencies, and businesses. It's been assigned the task of improving the production of alternative fuels like ethanol from so-called cellulosic sources in trees, grasses, corn stalks, and other plants. Microbiologist Tim Donahue heads the bioenergy initiative. He told a technical college energy conference in Milwaukee today that the center is ramping up.
We have people on board. We are recruiting 200 to 300 PhD level or graduate students to work in the center. That is not something that happens overnight. We will be fully functional before the first of the year. We have data rolling out of the pipeline now.
Donahue says he has some ideas on what results the center will have over the next few years.
I think the things that will come out first will be systems to take existing plants, come up with new chemical and enzymatic treatments to decompose that to get sugars that can be converted.
Donahue predicts breakthroughs in plant biology will take a little longer as scientists try to move from tissue cultures in the lab to the greenhouse and to the field in a sustainable way that attracts interest from the private sector. He says the new breeds of plants will take 8 to 10 years. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.